LM Arzulli, it's great to have you live right now. We are talking live because of the breaking news from the UAP hearings that happened yesterday. And we've had a chance to kind of look at some of the things that were said or things that were not able to be said as well. But this is a great example of the rungs of disclosure and what is happening in our world today. Because one of the big things that you've talked about was David Grush. Really being like the first one to break the ice about what is actually out there. And now there's more information. So LA, thanks for joining us for this conversation. And I'd love to get your take on what happened yesterday.
Well, John, first of all, thanks so much for, you know, having me back on. It's always good to see you and talk shop, as it were. Yeah. The rungs of disclosure. I mean, this is what's happening. I would not, from my wheelhouse, it was an interesting conversation that they had. I watched most of it, pretty much all of it, but it didn't really move the needle. Nothing. We didn't get anything new, nothing revelatory. No one stood up and go, you know, we're going to bring in some artifacts here, so everybody just hold on. Nothing like that happened. There was no film that was shown. Nothing that would kind of move the needle, in my opinion.
There was film that was mentioned, but they didn't actually show it. I was very disappointed about that.
So what they did do is really put in concrete. They continue to lay the foundation, which is really good. So they made that very clear that this phenomena is not something imaginary. It's real nuts and bolts. There's hardware. There are entities. And, you know, circling back to David Grush, who was one of the rungs on the ladder of disclosure. I mean, he was like, when he was testifying in front of Congress, and Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina goes, "Do we have crash craft?" And he looks right up at him and says, "Yes, we have crash craft. Were there bodies recovered from the crash?" And he says, "Yes, there are bodies. Were they human or non-human?" He looks right up at her and said, "Non-human biologics were recovered." What do you do with that statement? That's a rung. That's a major rung on the ladder of disclosure. But we haven't, in my opinion, we really haven't gone up another. And there's reports on the, you know, 20-mile-wide mothership UFO. Not so fast, not buying that. So nothing, in my opinion, has moved us up to another rung. Not yet, anyway, in my opinion. But the hearing was great, because what it does is, I mean, all these guys who testified, you know, Luis Elizondo, my God, you can't get more of a stand-up guy than him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the best of the best of the best. I mean, he just is. Gallaudet, who was also there, the retired admiral. Yeah, I mean, the best of the best of the best, stand-up guy. These guys are telling you the truth, as well as the two other gentlemen who were there. Mm-hmm. They're telling you the truth. This is what's happening. The phenomenon is real. We need to get a handle on it. And to me, one of the most revealing moments was Anna Paulina Luna, when she asked the question, you know, are these interdimensional? And immediately, Luis Elizondo sidestepped that. I thought that was really interesting. And talked, you know, and their default position is, well, we need to meet in the skiff on that.
Right.
You know? So it's a secure facility, which, you know, completely soundproof, all that stuff. So you can't, you know, your iPhone can't ship it back to Google type of deal. So where it'll be censored and your words will be all twisted. Just joking. But, you know, it that was a real telling moment to me. Again, with Representative Lauren Boebert talking about underwater submersible, you know, unidentified submersible objects, USOs. We've known about them as a ufologist. I've known about them. There's a trench right out. When I come down my canyon, I see that trench. It's one of the deepest trenches. It's a shipping lane. And it's one of the deepest trenches in the world. It's a perfect place to hide one of these things. You know, you just go down a mile or two and no one's ever going to find you.
Right.
You know? Nobody's going to find you. No signals, no nothing. I'll tell you a story, true story. Pacific Coast Highway runs right along the coast, okay? And it goes through Malibu. Malibu used to be the Ringe Ranch, and there was a whole legal, you know, crossing swords, and they carved up the ranch, and they opened it up to the public, and thank God they did, because otherwise I wouldn't be where I'm living. But that's another story. So there's a tow truck driver. Now, how do I know this is real? Because my car broke down and the tow truck driver picked me up. Okay, so I'm sitting in the passenger seat next to him. He's towing my car down to my good friend Kelly Higgins, who had Malibu Auto Service, right? And he looks over at me. He has no idea who I am, never met this guy before. And out of the blue, he goes, "Do you believe in UFOs?" And I just start laughing. Because by this time I had already published books and made film. And I look at him, I said, "You have no idea who you're talking to. But yes, I believe in UFOs, very much so. In fact, I've written books and produced movies on it." So he goes, "Wow." And he starts telling me the story. I actually have it on film. So it's like 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I know exactly where the place is. I've driven by thousands of times on Pacific Coast Highway. He's coming down this grade. To the right is the Malibu Seafood. To the left is the ocean. The highway right there is right on the ocean. As he's coming down, directly in front of him, right, over the highway, is a large UFO, just like this. Just kind of sitting there, about 100 feet up, and it's pulsating orange. It's like, woo, woo, woo. So that's one UFO right over the, above it is another one, and out over the ocean is a third. There's three UFOs sitting there, or just sitting there. And there's a number of cars which have pulled over. He takes his cell phone out to try to take a picture. It, all of a sudden, it gets so hot, he drops it.
Hmm.
How does that work? And he's sitting there staring at these things for a number of minutes, as is everyone else. All of a sudden, the one that's over the highway just goes straight up in the air. The other one goes north and out of sight. And the one that goes that's hovering in the ocean goes back over the ocean and disappears. There's a base here. Now, that's conjecture on my part. I believe that there's an underwater base outside Malibu in that trench miles down. Who knows how many? In fact, there was a show recently, last year it was produced, and they showed a gate, a portal opening up, and a craft coming through it and then diving into the ocean. People out on Catalina have seen craft come up out of the ocean and go into the ocean. So again, from someone like myself, it's nothing new. But remember, these representatives, most of them have no grid. They've never done any research. So they find themselves on a committee. They're starting to read books. They're trying to figure out, well, what are we looking at here? And the way that it's couched is always a threat to the government, a threat to our people, a threat, a threat, a threat, a threat, a threat. That's how it's always couched. But And I agree, they're a huge threat because they are not our benevolent space brothers from some faraway galaxy. They are interdimensional beings with a very nefarious, dark agenda.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm kind of thinking that we should send a copy of each member of that committee should get a copy of this book for sure.
That's something that Charisma could do.
Yes,
Because if I do it, it won't mean anything. But if Charisma does it, it's
like, yeah, we're gonna try to do that. I'm gonna bring that up in the next and then in the next after we're done here. But LA, some of the things that I've been seeing a lot more talk on the internet recently about the UAPs, probably because of these hearings and the anticipation for that. But there's so much that is redacted. It's hard to know what the government actually knows. I mean, they're redacting so much, but what do we do about this? That's always the question that I want to get back to is like, okay, so they're hiding something. What do we do about this? How do we hold them accountable? And then more importantly, if they're interdimensional beings that are not our benevolent brothers, as you said, they don't have a good idea. They have a nefarious agenda. What do we do about this?
That's a very complex question. First of all, we have to realize that our government has been deliberately obfuscating this phenomenon for decades. In fact, they engage in a program which I would posit that with great deliberation to make sure guys like Philip Kloss back in the 90s, who were disinformation agents, no matter what you saw, Philip Kloss, with all due respect to him, would get up and tell you, well, you really didn't see that. You saw the planet Venus. You saw a flock of geese, which were reflecting the moon. You saw a weather balloon caught up in a thermal pocket, you know, of swamp gas, and on it went. They had excuses for everything. This is why in our film with the late my late business partner Richard Shaw, and our good friend the late Dr. Roger Lehrer, Roger Lehrer was out on Lake Burgas, and he filmed this UFO. For 5 hours, they filmed it. And it's moving. It goes up. Then it descends over the lake.
They filmed it for 5 hours?
5 hours, yeah. This is in our film, in one of the Watchers films. Best of Watchers, LAMarzulli.com. And my new business partner, Gil Zimmerman, and I have done 10 films on UFOs. So I'm trying to alert, and then, of course, the book, Rungs of Disclosure. You know, we're doing everything we can to wake up the church to the reality of this. But you've got to remember that Eisenhower warns us of the military-industrial complex. And I'm going to put, some of you are not ready for this. We're going to go to the deep end of the pool. So
let's go.
I can't apologize, but just try to tread water if you can. So we know in 63, JFK is assassinated. And Oswald, in my opinion, had nothing to do with this. He was an absolute patsy, total patsy. The headshot comes from the grassy knoll. Head goes back and to the left. So he said, what does that have to do with UFOs, LA? Well, that starts whoever did this, in my opinion, and there are whistleblowers and books have been written that implicate certain agencies in the government. Mm-hmm. Is there a shadow government? Absolutely. Are there dark budgets? Absolutely. Are there black budgets? Absolutely. The taxpayer money is funneled in and no one knows where it goes. This is why when Nancy Mace says to David Grush, who do we talk to? You know, who do we go? Who do we find out? You know, who's funding this? What, you know, where are these bases? You know, who knows anything about this? And most people don't realize that these entities are black ops. They are funded by taxpayer dollars, but they're not accountable to the government. They're not accountable to anybody. It's going to be very interesting when the Donald gets in there. And we need to pray, folks, because they're still going to try to kill him, guaranteed. Guaranteed. They don't want him there because he will clean house. He will. I've seen the video where he's talking about one of the first things we're going to do is have term limits. And by golly, that's exactly what they need to do. You realize Nancy Pelosi at 84 years old is already filing, you know, the forms that she needs to get reelected.
I saw that.
You've already been there for decades since Abraham Lincoln, for crying out loud. Please retire. Please go away. Same thing with Mitch McConnell. He's been there forever. We need term limits. We need term limits. So they don't want the Donald in there because the Donald is going to clean house. There's no doubt about it. Where does this money come from? Why is it that they're not accountable? These agencies aren't accountable to anyone. We have no idea how deep this thing goes, but I will tell you this. The people that I have talked to one-on-one, they can't come public. They just can't do it. The whistleblowers in Congress that have gone public, their lives are being threatened. Luis Elizondo stated it. That's why he wrote the book Eminent, which I've read. A great book, by the way. They are being threatened. There's a whole disinformation campaign to tear these people's lives apart. And this shadow government can completely crush you like a worm, like a worm.
Yeah.
And this is why we need to get to the bottom of it, because this is not good. The American people have a right to know what we're looking at. What bothers me in the halls of Congress, it's everybody there from one side of the aisle. These are extraterrestrials, blah, 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 blah. But no one from an evangelical standpoint, no one's saying, hey, wait a minute, I've been a ufologist just as long as some of these guys, and in some cases even longer, and I saw my first UFO when I was 12, and I'm a born-again spirit-filled Christian who studies the Bible, and I am telling you these are not friendly ETs from some faraway planet. These are interdimensional entities, i.e. fallen angels. And the moment you say that, you go, well, how, people just freak out. You know, they can't, well, how is that going to work out? Why fallen angels coming down here? You know, it's like, calm down. Take a deep breath. That's exactly what they are. Mm-hmm. Jesus warns us to be like the days of Noah. He warns us to be like the days of Noah. This is why the exegesis, the interpretation of Genesis 3:15 and the days of Noah is so critical. This is why in the book, I spent a whole chapter talking about Genesis 3:15 of the days of Noah. Get the book, LAMarzulli.com. But seriously, this is, even the elect would be deceived. Why would Jesus tell us that? If that were possible, men faint for fear, for it is coming upon the earth. Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. You know, I mean, seriously, these are dire warnings from the Savior himself. Men faint from fear, for it is coming upon the earth. Even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Folks, it'd be like the days of Noah. So he's pointing us all back to the days of Noah. And if you were going to keep one scripture away from the people, it's the days of Noah. So they have no idea what's going on. So they can't possibly bring it into modernity.
Yeah.
The days of Noah. Go ahead.
I do find it interesting. You were talking about the Donald coming in and cleaning house. I do find it very interesting that the person that is going to be cutting a lot of, digging into where our money is actually going, all these different government agencies, and is going to be, dealing with those things, is also the guy that wants to get us to Mars. So he's a very insightful, very intelligent, and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are, I'm sure they're going to be coming upon some of these different projects there, because they are going to they're taking millions and billions of dollars from our taxpayers.
Yeah. I mean, and we have no idea where it's going, and that you can't do that in a republic, a democratic republic, which is what we are. You can't be doing that. You can't have some rogue agency that's not accountable to anybody. They're not accountable to anybody. In Congress, they don't even know who to talk to. They don't know how deep this thing goes. Mm-hmm. You know, Area 51, we just can't go up there and knock on the door and go, yeah, I'd like to see the alien bodies. I mean, like the movies and everything. You know, Wright-Patterson Field, who knows what's buried there? And what's underground in Wright-Patt apparently is a lot deeper and a lot more than what you see above ground. You know, I mean, this thing has been going on. Eisenhower warned us about it, the military-industrial complex. And that's who's running the show. But we don't know who's running the show. Yeah. When I was contacted by a guy from the deep state, and he threatened me three ways, including my family. You know, three ways. This is back in 2015, 2016. He told me this. He took me to school. He said, you know, L.A., we don't care who's in the White House. They're there for 4 years, 8 years. We could care less. We could care less who you vote for, or who's, in the Senate or the House of Representatives. We do what we want to do. Basically, that's what he's telling me. We do what we want to do. We're not accountable to these guys. You know, they're just there for four years or whatever. You know, we have our agenda, and we're sticking to it. And see, this is really problematic, because you've got this secret shadow government that's accountable to nobody. And that's un-American, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you were threatened by somebody, like actually threatened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. And how did you respond to that? How did you deal with it?
I said, yeah, you can crush me like a worm, but you can't do anything unless the Most High God allows it. And it was like hitting him in the solar plexus. It's not because, in fact, you guys have used that. It wasn't my hubris, but my faith in the Lord. You guys have used that quote, because that's what it is. It's not because, it's just because of him. And I know that unless, I'm safe in his arms, not because of anything I've done, but because of who he is, who Jesus is. And that's he'd never heard that before. That guy from a deep state never heard that before. You know, most people would cower, and I get it. I'm not some, strong, warrior type guy. I'm not that at all. I mean, I'm a musician, for crying out loud. You know, it's like, I was a draft dodger. I didn't want to go to Vietnam, for crying out loud. You know, I got a deferment. So, I'm not some gung-ho warrior guy that's looking for some fight. I'm not. But, it's the Lord who's raised me up into this position. The spiritual warfare sometimes is very, very intense, extremely intense, as well as, the critics and the naysayers and the hit pieces and being kicked out of churches and all this other stuff. So, look, I'm going to be 74 in December. I'm most people's grandfather. I mean, really. I'm your friendly grandfather. That's who I am. I'm grandpa. But I think this is my time, not because I'm patting myself on the back, but because the Lord has raised me up for this. I've been faithful. My hand's been on the plow. I haven't looked back. And there's 14 books and 30 films that are talking about this whole phenomenon from a biblical perspective. So, we've got answers.
And we do have answers. And one of the most powerful answers is the name of Jesus himself. And can you talk a little bit about how powerful the name of Jesus is with these entities? because I know as more and more comes out, and you can't hide the fact that these are real. They're not going away. And there's these little green men or big green men, whatever variant of them that you want to talk about, but they all respond a similar way. Talk about that.
And there are some well-meaning ufologists who don't believe that. They say that, well, you know, maybe that's what you think. Maybe it's a screen memory that's being implanted. So when you say the name of Jesus, nothing really happens. Okay. So let me just give you some firsthand experiences. About a year ago, I was seated at my table here at the new house. And all of a sudden I got hit. Now I get hit a lot, but this was a principality. It's only happened one other time before. So it's not your average demon. It's not your average fallen angel. It's a principality. This guy's in charge of a whole area, and I'm being hit by this guy, and I'm just like, I'm already tapping out after the first second. I'm done, and I'm going, Lord, I don't even know what to do. I can't handle this. I felt the Holy Spirit say, ask the Lord to call his angels. I said, Lord, please bring your angels. John, when I say a second, it was just like that. And it was lifted off and gone. And I just sat there dumbfounded, because the name of Jesus, they flee, you know, they flee. Behold, I have given you power and authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. I've given you authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all, underline all, power of the enemy. There it is. Luke 10:19. I mean, and we have to walk in that. It's not, you know, it's not something that you, that as Christians, oh, well, that was for the apostles 2,000 years ago. No. If anybody's in ministry, if a person, he or she begins to actually engage and make a difference for the kingdom, hang on, because the attacks will come, and they can come in all different ways. I mean, sometimes the attacks are on all levels: financial, physical, health-wise, relationship-wise, and of course, supernaturally, in the dream state where you wake up screaming because you have a nightmare. You know, so it's on all levels. But greater is he that is in me than the scumbag that's in the world. That's the Elie Marzulli.
Yeah. So we do not need to be afraid of these entities. We have power over them in the name of Jesus. They will flee, because we know that we're supposed to resist the devil and he will flee.
Amen.
All in the name of Jesus. And you'll see the power. You'll see the power demonstrated. And you don't need to be afraid of these things. No matter what comes out of these UAP hearings and evidence that might be brought forth, or you know, whether it's a real one or a hoax, it doesn't matter. It's going to bow the knee to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's something that we can always go to bat with. And so, LA, what do people need to do people need to get this book, but what are they going to get? What are they going to take away when they read this?
Well, first of all, that the phenomenon is real, and that we are moving up the whole book, you know, runs of disclosure. It's like a ladder. It's like we're going up towards full disclosure. And at the end of the book, I tell you what I believe is the trigger to bring about full disclosure, because it's going to happen. I mean, it's absolutely going to happen. and I make this case. Oh, and by the way, rungsofdisclosure.com, which is linked to our website too. But on the back of the book, you know, you got all the footnotes and stuff like here. So our webmaster, Chauncey, and my editor, Sonda Allison, everything is on Rungs of Disclosure, including any UFO update I do. So it becomes get the book. Here are all the footnotes. You can click, go to the site, see it for yourself. That's it. And then as I'm doing an update, there's the update. So it's very interactive, first of all. But second of all, at the very end of the book, you'll read what I believe is the final rung, which of course is disclosure, complete disclosure. Let me just put it to you this way. And again, we're in the deep end of the pool here. You know, I hope you're holding on to your flotilla device for dear life. But we know that there's going to be a one world government and a one world religious system. That begs the question, how do you make that happen? Because right now you've got all this diversity. The planet is diversified. There are many religions, right? So what happens if Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, and others come walking out of a UFO? This is from Barbara Marciniak. This is in our track. When you buy something on our store, we give you two or three of these. What is the truth? This was copied from our last two DVDs in our UFO series. I want to thank my business partner, Gil Zimmerman. So in our generation, over the course of many decades, there were thousands of extraterrestrial alleged contactees that have received messages supposedly from beings not on this earth that incredibly speak about future events. One example of this can be found in the book, Bringers of the Dawn, Teachings from the Pleiadians by Barbara Marciniak. Here is only some of what she said. She was communicated to her by the beings from the Pleiades. I want to thank my friend Brad Myers, who put this track, you know, together with us. But, you know, Brad is the one that spearheaded this. So this is channeled information. Number one, we are told not to do this because you don't know whether the entity that's channeling, that's coming through you, is benevolent or malevolent. This is like the Witch of Endor. Don't be doing this stuff, kids. Okay? So here we go. We are here. We are the Pleiadians. Humanity is learning a great lesson at this time. The lesson is, of course, to realize your godhood. Stop right there. We are two. I will never be God. Yes, I will be immortal when I'm changed. You know, I get that to be ever with the Lord, but I'll be with the Lord. I'm not a God with God. Mm-hmm. God is God. I'm me. I'm made in his image and likeness, but I'm not buying the godhood thing. That's the lie that we get all the way back in the garden.
Right.
So
right.
Nothing has changed, right? So this is it. If human beings do not change, if they did not make a shift in values and realize that without Earth, they could not be here, then Earth and its love for its own initiation is reaching for a higher frequency. We'll bring about a cleansing that will balance it once again. Underline the word cleansing. And first of all, this is Gaia, where Earth has a spirit, has a soul, is an entity. Not buying that for a second. Mm-hmm. Not buying it for a second. Now, let me just tell you a story real quick. I'll as these mugs that we sell in our store.
But I digress.
I'll digress for a second, okay? So I'm up at Big Sur with Peggy and a bunch, Bob Ulrich and Mondo Gonzalez. We're all up there with our wives and stuff. We're having a great time. And we're in this redwood forest, and we come upon this place where there's a 1,000-year-old redwood tree. Mm. And it's got a little iron wrought fence around it, you know, so you're not trampling the roots or anything like that. There's a deck that goes all the way around it. It's 1,000 years old. And I look at everybody and I go, hey, we're in a sacred place here. We are. This is a sacred place. Now, I don't believe in Gaia, and I don't believe that the tree has a spirit, but I do believe this, that God created that redwood to live 1,000 years old.
Hmm.
And when was the last time any of you guys watching handled something that was 1,000 years old that was alive? I hugged the tree. Okay. I hugged the tree. Not because I love you, but because in reverence to the Lord, we're creating something that can live over 1,000 years.
Wow.
You know, I live for what? 70, 78, 85, maybe 100 if I'm lucky. Not so lucky. But we're going up next Wednesday, so don't worry about it. But I mean, I hugged the tree. And everybody started cracking up. I go, guys, you don't understand. I'm giving glory to the Lord here.
Mm.
I'm giving glory to the Lord because he created this tree that can live for 1,000 years. This is a holy spot. I mean, it is. It's a holy spot. Have reverence, not for the tree, but for the Lord who created the tree. Get that? Okay, so here, now let's get back on track. A cleansing that will balance it once again. You ready for this? There is a potential for many people to leave the planet in an afternoon. The people who leave the planet during the time of Earth changes do not fit here any longer, and they are stopping the harmony of the Earth. They've already explained the rapture of the church away. They've explained the rapture of the church away. So here's the scenario. We go up, they come down. And it's all explained away. They've already explained it. John, I heard this 50 years ago, five decades ago, 50 years when I was in the New Age. I heard this exact thing when I was in the New Age. I had didn't know anything about the rapture, didn't know anything about Jesus. I was immersed in the New Age. And here it is, channeled information from the Pleiadian explaining. And by the way, these are demons coming through. That's what they are, fallen angels and demons. They are not the Pleiadians. This is, you know, nonsense. With all due respect to Barbara, who's, in my opinion, is deceived. Barbara, email me, you know, shoot me an email. I'd love to have you on the show. I'd love to talk to you about this. But we're not disparaging her. We're not making fun of her. She believes that this is the truth, and I understand that. But I would caution her that what she's opening herself up to may not be exactly what she thinks it is.
Right.
But there it is. They're already explaining away the rapture. And, you know, the Space Brothers, you know, we're going to come and usher mankind into a golden age. There it is.
So there it is. But we need to get the rungs of disclosure so that everybody can be prepared for what's coming next. But most importantly, we need to be prepared by receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior, because without him, we have nothing. And you can simply say, Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I need you. I receive your gift of forgiveness. I receive your salvation, your death on the cross, and that your blood that was shed covers my sins and makes me clean and pure. I receive your forgiveness, and I want to live for you from now on. I believe that you rose from the dead and that you are seated in heavenly places right now, and you are coming again. And Jesus, I love you. I want to live for you from now on. If you prayed that prayer with me, just put in the comments, amen. And we want you to be ready for that rapture. Whenever everybody blinks away, everybody is taken away. Because do not get left behind. There is a purpose and a plan for your life, and God wants you with him. So Ellie Marzulli, any closing thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, I mean, that's it. He is real. I think he's coming back soon. This is a picture of the Shroud of Turin, which I've called God's calling card. We're actually working on a film. My business partner, Gil Zimmerman, and I, should be released in January. We'll be talking about that and the holy fire and how that all dovetails together. But look, what happened in Congress this week is not going to go away. In fact, I think it's going to escalate. And that's why I find the book Rungs of Disclosure so apropos at the moment. And I just want to thank Charisma Media for, you know, publishing the book and getting it out there and doing so far a really great job with the publicity. And I talked to, you know, Margarita and some of the crew there, and they're saying that it's selling like hotcakes. So
yes, it is. Yeah.
Which
so
is
you got to order it. Get it.
Yeah. Rungsofdisclosure.com or LAMarzulli.com or get it from the Charisma site. But, you know,
Amazon is there. Pastor. Yep.
Get one for your pastor.
Yep. All right, L.A. Marzulli, thank you so much, brother, for taking the time to give us a new insight on the rungs of disclosure, and especially what happened yesterday at the UAP hearing in Washington, D.C. We'll keep eyes open, one eye looking forward and one eye looking up. Amen.
I'm not sure how you do that.